1. What is this stuff? Mari asked, turning in a slow circle as she scanned the dense, pearlescent mist surrounding us. Her voice punctured the silence, seeming to float along throughout the shimmering mist. Mari was no longer the glowing, golden, au naturel version of herself. Her soul had reverted to a normal, non-glowing, clothed appearance the moment we broke through the dark shell surrounding Aru. A quick glance down at myself told me the same had happened to me. I don't know, I told her, raising my eyes to continue looking around. I'd died a few times before, and one time I'd even made a quick trip into Aru only to be yanked right back out by Nick, courtesy of our soul bond. I may have been the only being to have ever escaped from this eternal purgatory, but that hardly made me an expert on the place. I mean, I'd only been here for a few seconds. It was like this the last time I was here, I added unhelpfully. It's kind of pretty, Mari said, combing her fingers through the mist, causing it to swirl chaotically. Sure, I said, glancing at her sidelong. I wasn't a big fan of being blind, and the mist made it so that we couldn't see more than a few yards in front of us clearly. We were sitting ducks, no clue as to what dangers might be closing in all around us. And it's kind of creepy, too. Mari frowned at my comment, then shrugged. Deep within the mist, my eyes caught movement, a mere shadow of a person, but undoubtedly human-shaped. Hope made me believe it was a Nappa. He'd been thrown into Aru mere minutes before our entry. He had to be around here somewhere. Squinting, I waved a hand out in front of me, trying to move some of the mist out of the way to give myself a better view. But that vague, could-be-a-Nappa silhouette faded. And just like that, whoever I'd seen deep within the mist was gone. Cat, Mari's voice was low and filled with warning. There's something out there. I know, I said, still searching the place where I'd seen the figure. I pointed in that general direction. I'd swear I just saw someone over there. I took a step, intending to find whoever I'd seen. Mari's fingers closed around my wrist. Yeah, this is less of a someone and more of a something. Her tone sent a chill creeping up my spine, and the tiny hairs all over my body stood on end. That physiological response struck me as odd, considering I didn't actually have a physical body anymore. I was a Ba, an energy being now, just like everyone else trapped in Aru. But the spurt of not adrenaline, making my not heart pound and setting my not brain on high alert, captured those pesky philosophical thoughts and shoved them away, stuffing them into a corner of my mind for later dissection. I turned my head, craning my neck to look past Mari. There was something out there, all right. Emphasis on thing. I couldn't see whatever it was clearly, but the movement was impossible to miss, even through the thick mist. The thing was huge, not quite as tall as me, but spreading out for dozens of feet to either side, and it shifted constantly, slowly darkening and taking on shape as it lumbered closer, or rather, taking on shapes. It was still little more than a shadow in the mist, but I could see parts of it winding around and through itself like an enormous mass of slithering snakes. Holy fucking shit, I breathed, resisting the urge to shimmy in disgust. I hadn't really known what obstacles I would face in Aru, but giant snake monster definitely hadn't made the list. As if it wasn't bad enough that I would be spending the few remaining days I had left as me chasing down Isfet, the very being who, if everything went according to plan, would be the instrument of my own destruction, now I had something to run from, too. Fan-fucking-tastic. I started backing away, and Mari was more than eager to follow. What the hell is that thing? I said, voice barely more than a whisper. I didn't really expect an answer from Mari, which was probably good, because I didn't get one. A vine-like appendage uncoiled from the mass and slid out ahead of the thing, almost like it was reaching for us. Or exactly like it was reaching for us. It was a dark, tarnished silver, and its movements were so serpentine that it triggered some instinctive response within me. It was only by sheer force of will that I managed to suppress a girly scream. Time to run? Mari asked, fear raising the pitch of her voice. My backward steps transformed into skips as I picked up.